hey, Teddy, you've talked about getting better every week, but how are you going to get better from that week last week? What do you got to do? Any way you can improve from that or what?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. And last week was great, but, this week, just want to continue to get better, whether it's in my decision-making or being more accurate with the football, more decisive, and just our communication all across the board. But like I said, last week it was good, but, this is a new week, and, we want to just continue to build off last week. And we're right now preparing for Kansas City, but it's all about, week one, playing St. Louis and doing the same thing 16 times throughout the year.
How much does that help, going through that, just knowing that, okay, I can do that if I need to at this level?
It means a lot, and it's a confidence booster. But at the same time, there were 10 other guys out there on the field with me. So those guys did a great job of, competing, understanding the situation, and understanding the environment, and just capitalizing on the opportunity that presented itself.
Set a pretty big high bar for this week.
That's a good thing. It's just when you try to be great, you want to chase perfection and everything. So for me, I'm just going to continue to try to learn as much as I can. And you think about the guys that were out on the field, like Rodney Smith. He was a guy last year who wasn't drafted. That was a great opportunity for him to just showcase his talents. I'm extremely proud of him, all the hard work he's put into, the time and the commitment. But even the young guys that were in there on the offensive line, and then the veteran center like Joe Berger. So for us, it's all about just continuing to build off that momentum.
Teddy, a lot of players talk about the speed of the game and how it slows down the more and more they play. How much did it slow down from one game just to the next for you?
That's a great question. And I think it slowed down a lot, especially since that first game. But, I think it slowed down because I have a plan every play. Coach Norv Turner always talks about having a plan. Once you go up to the line of scrimmage on what you're going to do, pre-snap and once the ball is snapped. So, Coach Turner is also calling great plays, that suits my personality and my skill set, and it's making the game come easier. But, I still have a long way to go, and, I'm not settled. I'm satisfied with last week's performance. I'm going to continue to try to get better off that.
Did it help that they said just let it rip last week and try to calm down a little bit?
It helped a lot. Being a young guy, I tend to overthink things, and I just had to buy into what the coaches were telling me to just have fun and just play football.
What have you done to avoid the overthinking element?
For one, it's just play football. I've been playing football since I was 5 years old, and I've never thought that I would be thinking this much playing a game that I love to play. But, this offense is a challenging offense, but, it requires all of your attention all in full detail. So, for me, I've just been playing football, trusting the coaching, everything they've been telling me, and just relying on my teammates. We have great playmakers on the edge, great playmakers in the backfield, and a great offensive line up front. So, for me, it's just all about commanding the offense and delivering football.
Do you still feel like, Teddy, you have a shot to be the week one starter?
Right now, I can't even answer that question because right now I'm just continuing to focus on, one opponent at a time. And right now it's all about preparing for Kansas City, getting ready to play my first NFL game on the road in a historic Arrowhead Stadium. I heard it gets pretty loud there. So, I'm just looking forward to playing Kansas City right now.
Teddy, what do you think of Rodney Smith and just throwing to him? What kind of stands out to you and what he brings to the table?
Rodney, he's a great worker, a hard worker, and he's a great athlete, and he's, for one, a huge target, especially in the red zone. He's the guy, as you can see last week, you throw the ball up to him, he's going to make the big play. And he's been doing that since his Florida State days. And, Rodney, he and I talked last week prior to the game, and I told him that, hey, if a certain play comes up, I'm going to throw you the ball, and it just so happened to be the play that won the game. So it's amazing how things work out.
You've talked about the playing in the NFL was always a dream. Has it been all you thought it was going to be two preseason games in, or what would you say?
Oh, yes, it's been everything I expected. It's actually exceeded expectations. And, for one, I think that I credit that to the guys in the locker room. I watch the guys each and every day they come in to work, and they have their hard hats on, and they're fully focused. And I admire the guys in the locker room because, they don't have to do this. They have families. They have children. Talk about guys who've been in the National Football League for 10 years. Guys who still come in each and every day, dedicate their time to this team and their full commitment. So, I think that right there has exceeded expectations. And just the personalities in the locker room. They're great guys, great group of guys in the locker room.
Today, has it helped you that the personalities of the other two quarterbacks are, yes, they're competing, but they're also guys that are willing to help you and be friends with you? Sometimes you don't get that on an NFL team.
Right, and I think that's that's been standing out to me also because, you know, you talk about, you know, it's supposed to be a competition between the quarterbacks in the room, but, you know, for me, I've been the young guy in the room, and those guys have been great mentors to me. You know, I've heard about, you know, usually the young guy has to learn on his own, but that's not the case here. Matt Castle and Christian Ponder, those are two great guys. You're talking about two guys who've led teams to the playoffs, and Matt Castle's going on his 10th season. So I've been able to just learn from him, learn from Christian, and it's just been helping me this far.
Did that surprise you?
It didn't surprise me at all because, you know, when you have two guys who have their best interest for the team, you know, it just stands out. And, you know, collectively, we all have our best interest for the team, and we want only what's best for the team, so we're just going to continue to look out for each other.
You're from Florida. It's going to be like 100 degrees down there on Saturday. Is this Teddy Bridgewater type weather?
Any weather is Teddy Bridgewater type weather. But, you know, the weather doesn't play a factor. It's all a mind thing. You know, we just have to continue to stay hydrated for one and, you know, just play football.
Good. Thanks, Teddy.